the Magna Carta. On June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. Now note, these barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. Note, do remember that the king was propped up by the pope and the archbishop who convinced the people that the king was appointed by God only to secure their own positions. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they lived. Now, again, a feudal system, also known as feudalism, is a type of social and political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. The Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided arbitrarily that tradition didn't bind him, whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. They rose up to guard their ancient rights, the barons did, and forced the king to sign this particular document. It didn't grant anything new. It was merely a statement of what already was. What we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next orally. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for posterity. Some of the key rights identified in this document were: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Witnesses are needed for the indictments against individuals. No death sentence, imprisonment, dispossession, or banishment without due process of law. Now, why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to the light the basis for the Magna Carta. Here is what she wrote. An old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. In this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Our rights come from God, friends, not man, an idea rooted in the Bible which has dominated Anglo-American thoughts. The roots of the foundational document are found in the Bible. It is remarkable, indeed, and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible, that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Whatever influence Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater. The biblical foundation laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who brokered the agreement. But again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. During the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same right as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta, They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And here we go. J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm starting to get these newspaper ads that I posted across the county confronting 101 churches. Hopefully they're not all part of the problem, but just showing you that we are out there doing what it is that we're called to do. And I think of Gideon when he did his job and the people that were with him doing his job because they won the day. They knew how it was to be won, and they listened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And they took it to the enemy, and they won the day. And it wasn't the majority. It was always the minority. I'm going to highlight that before the end of the show, these paper ads that I'm posting right now, because we're talking about basically addressing Easter bunnies and eggs. And then the question that I propose to the people is, where is that found within the scriptures? It's not. So we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? You know why that is. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We have the mind of Christ. We have put on the robe of righteousness in his name. In Jesus' name. So with that, folks, let's just go ahead and kick this off. Here's one of those things, again, where I can kind of sit back and just kind of chuckle things off just a little bit. Bradley Dean, I did it yesterday, and I got to do it again today, friends. Bradley Dean, that conspiracy theorist, man, that guy is so far out there concerning the things that he talks about sometimes, but enough buts to fill up an arena, right? But what? But it always comes around, doesn't it? And when it comes around, who was the theorist? Who was the one that was crazy? Who was the one that was rejecting the truth of the matter? Jeremiah 5:21. Exactly. We have a post up right now, folks, especially for my affiliate friends right now. 24 states have now moved to ban geoengineering. Did you hear what I said? Robert Kennedy Jr. posted 24 states have now moved to ban geoengineering our climate by dousing our citizens, our waterways, and our landscapes with toxins. This is a movement every MAHA acronym needs to support. And then what it does is it highlights the states: Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri. Listen to all of these conspiracy theorists, friends. Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Boy, oh boy, there is a lot of conspiracy theorists in the halls of government today that are saying enough to your government using the military to spraying down and dousing the citizens, poisoning our air, poisoning our water, and our food supply. Doesn't that all ring a bell, friends? And again, I'm being a little facetious here, but it's very irritating because people don't listen until it comes to the light, or it's knocking on their front doors, friends. Well, that's what's happening right now once again. When you go to Deuteronomy 28:24, making reference to the word of God, because he told us long ago, this is what was going to happen if we didn't take heed to his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, that we might know peace and righteousness within the gate. He said this, he said, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder." That's exactly what it is. "And dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." Isn't that interesting? And that is the fruit of these individuals in military that are spraying down and dousing chemicals upon the people, again, the waterways, and our food supply in the United States of America. But again, now it's out there, friends. It's always been in the congressional record. We know, for example, in the state of Minnesota that they've been spraying chemicals down since 1968. And again, nobody wants to listen to it until people die of heart failure, congestion, whatever the case might be, emphysema. The list goes on. This is where this is coming from. And notice they're spraying over farmlands and populated areas. Why is that? Because they're also creating drought, friends. They're creating the crisis that they want to come around the corner and play the problem solver too. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. That's all you have to do is look up. Case in point, just yesterday, we've noticed this over and over and over again, and I've been calling this for 20 years, and it's easy to call. That's all you have to do is look up, because whenever they're dousing the people of this country, it's happening worldwide, by the way, but when they're dousing the people, the next day it will be warmer. And if it's really having concerning their dousing and how they're spraying chemicals down on the people, it'll get extremely warm. And we've already experienced that a couple times this year. There's been absolutely hardly any snow at all in the state of Minnesota, which is almost unheard of. But again, that's all you have to do is look up, because you will see them spraying down chemicals. Today it's 33 degrees. It's supposed to be a high of 47. It was just 70 some degrees not 2 days ago. And then a couple days before that, it was to the point where you didn't even need to wear a t-shirt. And then in between, now they're telling us tomorrow it's going to snow. Thursday it's going to snow. Friday it's going to snow. Saturday it's going to snow. Monday it's going to snow. And of course they're guesstimating, because 99% of the time they're wrong. But folks, I'll tell you what, when it comes to this, you can clearly see their hand in all of this conspiracy. And it's not a theory. It's happening right in front of your faces. As a matter of fact, friends, you're breathing it in. That's all you have to do is look up. It's easy to make distinction between a contrail and a chemtrail. Again, it's very easy to make distinction between a contrail and a chemtrail. Now, folks, before we kick into today's show, I'm just going to spray around a bit concerning what's going on, I guess, because apparently This is how you make America great again. You attack your own people, but you keep telling them all the great things that you're doing, but the opposite is happening. In other words, what they're doing is they're putting the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. And they're putting darkness for light and light for darkness and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. It's not difficult to figure out. Again, how do you know that? You judge them by their fruit. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the sonsofliberty.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." Somebody just said, I want to kind of finish this point up. We'll kind of dovetail it here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to highlight this really quick, people. I was just highlighting the fact that 24 states are now moving to ban geoengineering, spraying down chemicals upon the people, dousing the people with chemicals. In our waterways. In other words, they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our waterways, and they're poisoning our food. Okay. This is Robert Kennedy's post. I know most of you don't believe the mainstream media, but I got to give it to you because I want to show you what you don't believe. Because most of you, when I tell you the truth of the matter, you don't want to listen to it until one of those people that you say you don't believe tells you it. So there you have it. Okay. In other words, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. But I'm saying that for the very purpose that when Alex Newman was here, Liberty Sentinel out of Orlando, Florida. Forgive me. It was interesting. He said, you know, they banned these in Florida as well. And you can find it online where you can see DeSantis. He's a con man just like the rest of them. But DeSantis is signing off, making it illegal to spray down chemicals on the people. But I got a question for you. Can somebody please tell me? Because people are so backwards. Where did they ever get the right to do it in the first place? You have to create a bill to put a stop to something they never had a right to do in the first place. Why? Because the Lord didn't give them a right to do the wrong thing, like chemical, you know, spray chemicals down on the people. I mean, this is really, we have to have bills proposed to stop that which is unlawful. Okay, there's point one. Alex told me in Florida, he said they're spraying all day long, day and night. They can sit there and put on the show for you all day long, the dog and pony show, and act as if they're doing something good for the people, but they're not doing it at all. And that's why we labeled and named the show today. Apparently, this is how you make America great again. You just take heed to the lying politicians, because it's the same spirit within these people that have been there for a long time. But I want to tell you this, it's getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. Now, I'm not saying that to jinx anybody per se. I'm not saying that to curse anybody. I am saying that, again, people need to understand why this is happening in this country, because the people are procuring this unto themselves. If you want it to stop, stand up and keep the Lord's commandments and bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Because if you don't bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, friends, justice from heaven's going to fall on you. And there's no in-between. And it gets to you before it gets to the bad guy. Okay? So again, pay attention to what's going on. One of my friends, I just looked down right before we got going, and it was a live chat comment. And First Love said, if you don't mind me repeating this, they claim government owns the airspace. No, this is what government wants. It's an evolutionary view of government is what it is. It's not who we are as a people. Our rights do not come from our said representatives. Our rights come from the Lord, and those that serve we the people, as you all the well know, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. But what this post says is the government wants to believe that they own the airspace. Well, I know that. There's no question about it. They think, even remember during the crisis in New York in particular, wasn't it interesting that little commie that the people put up with in New York? He started offering people keys to the city if they just took the shot. I mean, as if to suggest somehow or another, it's the government, it's somehow or another, those in the halls of government that have inherited the earth, and it's upon their good graces as to what they bestow upon us and what they don't. People, that is ludicrous. That is pure ignorance. But I do want to say this, because I concur with the post. The government does believe that. But see, those that call themselves the government today are not the government. You're the government. You're the boss. They work for you. You do not work for them. And though they try hard day and night to try to convince you, the opposite is true, friends. Simply get educated. That's all you have to do. Now, again, we're talking about today. Apparently, this is how you make America great again. You do the opposite of what you say, and we get the opposite of concerning the fruit from the people that are saying they're making America great again. Well, we can see that that fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked, evil tree. Isn't that right? Because that's the fruit that we can see across the boards in the United States of America. I want to say this, too, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. You're not being attacked from without. You're being attacked from within. In what you have filled in the halls of government throughout the United States, there's good guys in there too, friends, and good women in there. I'm just telling you there is, okay? But I'm telling you what's happening is the media is trying to convince you that the minority are the majority. And again, if you keep giving ears to this is exactly how they're pushing their agenda, because the people believe the lie more than they do the truth. Now, what am I talking about? Well, we all seen what happened here in the state of Minnesota. Donald Trump talks about, you know, if it's not Momdani, that he should be in jail. And then when Donald meets him, he's the coolest guy in the world. And just like he did with Barack Hussein Obama, the worst president in history, and then asked right before he became the corporate president of corporate America, 1871. Interestingly enough, he was asked the question, so what are your thoughts about Obama? Off. He puts his thumb up. He looks at the camera, Donald Trump did, and said, first class. But it's the same thing he's done over and over and over again, because if you remember right, not too long ago, we just watched all the great American appeasers, Senator Cotton installed, Jim Jordan installed, the list goes on, Tom Emmer installed, folks all telling you that both Walz and Ellison belong in jail. Or you know what they do in their absolute ignorance, just taking orders, of course, is they come about and they say this, well, maybe they just need to resign for up to $30 billion of fraud given to those that are here illegally because of the treasonous acts of his administration. He needs to resign people. And they want you to believe that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's what destroys countries right there. It's the people's tolerating the crimes of their said representatives and they're apathetic towards their crimes. That's what destroys countries. Just want to make sure that you all understand. But remember, Donald Trump just recently said, we're going to take Somalia and we're going to put them where they belong. We're going to take Minnesota back. Folks, we hear it all the time. All these promises unfulfilled. All of these promises left to the wayside because it's just like Q. You guys listen to this nonsense. That's all they're doing is kicking the can down the road. They want you to believe they have everything in control. And what do? They neutralize the people because you believe the lie that they're going to take care of the problem. Do they take care of the problem, people? I'm asking. Do they take care of the problem? Absolutely not. Now, let me go full circle. I just got done telling you, this isn't happening without, this is happening within, on the behalf of what? Special interest groups that are destroying you. Wasn't it interesting? In Minnesota here, we have a United States District Judge, Catherine Menendez. She said in her decision that the federal government failed to prove that programs offering in-state tuition for illegal immigrants without legal status discriminated against U.S. citizens. I'm not making it up. She's just as guilty of the act as treason as the federal and the state governments. I want to say this. When you look at Article 3, Section 1, judges sit during good behavior, people. Let me say it again. They sit during good behavior. If they act outside of their scope of authority, just like the executive, just like the judicial, just like the legislative branch, from the top all the way to the bottom, if they don't uphold the laws, Article 2, Section 3, concerning what's found in the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2, the people are to rise up and remove them from office through impeachment and prosecuting them for their crimes. Folks, you need to understand, and I know you haven't figured this out, but many of you will, if you haven't already. It is a uniparty system. You can listen to Donald Trump say he's going to do something all day long. That's all they're going to do is then call in a federal judge and to say, go ahead and pull that away from what Donald just said and just caught it or basically put the kibosh on it. And that happens over and over and over again. And don't you think for one moment the judge and old Donnie aren't in it together, friends. That's the club that we just are not a part of. Now, I also wanted to highlight this before the hard break. And yes, I see that caller up there. Just hold up with me. But did you know to enter in, speaking of treason, coming into America illegally, by the way, it'd all stop if the American people understood that your said representatives are stealing your tax dollars and you are supporting those that mean to conquer you. Let me say that again. Your said representatives are stealing your money. We can't see a clearer picture of this than what we just seen with Tim Walz just the other day saying we stand with our Somalian brothers. It's the Somalians. Yes, because Americans, that's who you're being sold out to in this particular region of the state of Minnesota. Okay? But that's what he said. He told the people exactly who he's working for, what his end aim is. It's not the people of Minnesota. It's the Somalians that mean to conquer. He is the one that allured them in and then stole that money and funneled it back over to the Somalians And then he says, no matter what, we're going to still stand with our Somalian brothers. Yeah, and he's still free. He still hasn't been brought to justice. I'm going to bring up one more point. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Okay, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'm going to take this phone call in just a second here. But before I do that, you guys do understand that if you were to go across the southern border, not like anybody has the desire to do so, It's coming into America because they're setting up Cloward Piven. It's to break the economy is what it's all about by creating a welfare state. And if people just merely read the Bible for themselves in 2 Corinthians or Thessalonians, if you don't work, you don't eat. 1 Timothy 5:8. It's the same thing, folks. Common sense. The welfare system in America is completely unconstitutional. You don't take from those that work, steal from them, and give them to those that don't work. No, that's not, folks, in many cases, more than not, and I was one of those kids, by the way, raised up without a dad in that kind of a system. The system is set up to keep people there. You have to understand that, to split the family apart. But I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying here. It's not for the government, your said representatives, to steal your money and to give it to people that don't work. That's called theft. Isn't it amazing when you see them guilty of the same thing that many people are guilty of? For some reason, it's lawful when they do it, but it's unlawful when we do it. No, folks, again, that is a reflection of what we tolerate. That is again, insane that people think that somehow or another this is good. Here, let me tell you what the welfare system is. It's enabling the people that the corrupt want to enable to overthrow the righteous. That's exactly what that system is. I'm sure there are some people in there that are well-intended, but it's still not constitutional, nor does it make any sense if you think it through. I remember at in 2012, I was at the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I remember I was on Radio Row, and I remember a guy talking. He's chuckling, laughing, smiling. He was elated, people, that listen, look what Barack Obama is doing. Look at all the dependence he's creating. People don't want that. I said, you're sadly mistaken. He's creating dependencies, and he's not dependence. He's not losing. He's gaining. He's winning. And guess who's paying for it, dummy? You are. And you're smiling about your own demise. They don't have the right to do that. Speaking of which, and I'm not going to go down this road right now, but are you seeing this across the boards, friends? People are starting to stand up saying we're not paying our taxes. Did you see this? It seems like there's somewhat of a revolt going on out there right now because people want their money back. And I'm talking about what's going on in Minnesota and across the country. They're starting to be a gathering of people that are saying we're not going to support this anymore. They're stealing our money and they're giving it to people that mean to conquer us as a country. Now, let me go back to the other point, and then I'll pull Craig up out of Michigan. You know, you get a lot of trouble if you were to go over into Mexico, right? I mean, you'd get in a lot of trouble. If you were to go over there just basically go over there illegally, you're going to be thrown in jail for a long time. You're going to have to pay fines and retribution for some time to the point where you learn the lesson. They're going to chastise you sore so that you never turn around and come back illegally. But somehow or another, it's okay that they come over here illegally, right? Then we find out what was going on with the federal governments and said corrupt governments across the world, how they emptied the prisons and told them to come into America. That's all factual, okay? But did you know that if you go into Singapore, you'll get 6 months in prison if you enter into that country illegally, but not America? Did you know that if you go over to Russia, you get 2 years of forced labor in a labor camp if you go into Russia illegally? Did you know that if you go into India, you'll get 8 years in prison if you go in there illegally? What about Pakistan? Oh, okay. These are a lot of the people that are coming over into America today. Did you know that if you go into Pakistan illegally, you'll go to prison for 10 years? But in America, man, you get a brand new house, a brand new car. I'm getting to that. Did you know that if you go over to North Korea and you go into that country illegally, do you know that they'll give you the death penalty? Do you see how these people, friends, in many cases, North Korea on that issue is extreme, but I understand because they don't want to lose or ruin the cause of their particular country. That's for them to decide, but it doesn't line up with God's statutes. It's a little severe, but just think about this. Everybody understands not to do it, but in America, you're allured by your corrupt politicians. P.S., I did a video called The Mayor's Compact over 10 years ago, trying to make the people of this country aware of the fact that the mayors and the governors were the ones that were committing the act of treason by bringing them in. Now they're here. And you know what? The message just keeps becoming, you know, more hopeless as the days go on. But you have to understand why you're here, because you didn't listen when you were told the first time. Okay, you could have kept it at bay. And the way that you do that is you deal with the corrupt politicians. But I know Americans don't want to do that, because what they'll do is they'll hide behind the excuse saying that we can't do that. Nonsense. Absolutely. That's nonsense. But again, in America, you get free housing to the illegals on your dime. You get free health care in America on your dime. I just highlighted the fact that there was a said judge that said, you know what, the illegals can come in here and Americans can pay for their tuition. No joke. They get food. 91.4% of the Muslims that have come into America, many of them illegal, are on food stamps. Okay, they get free cars. They get free phones. That's not a joke. As a matter of fact, U.S. Arizona, and I'm talking about the sheriff down there, Mark Lamed, told me that they were finding, from the illegals coming into the United States, they were finding phones that were given to them by your government with apps on them where to have somebody come and pick you up and bring you into America. No joke. And you also, you know what else they got, friends? In New York is one. Arizona was one. And I know other states throughout our union, all were handing out credit cards with up to $5,000 to $10,000 to give to the illegals to come into America. Hey, is that how you make America great again? I'm just curious. You just sit back and listen to empty promises? Is that how you do that? Because what I've noticed over the last 2 years, things are getting extremely drastically worse quicker than ever before. And some will say, well, that's right. Do you remember, right, friends, when I told you that because we didn't listen to the Lord, going to 26, starting in verse 14, going to 46, but in this particular case, 16 and 17, where the Lord said, if you will not listen to me for this, for what I've already done concerning the judgments that I've already rained down on the people, it's going to increase seven times. Did you notice that? Where are we at right now, friends? We're in the position right now where things are moving quite swiftly, aren't they? And we're seeing who this is coming from. I talked to a said senator yesterday. He seems to be a good guy. And asking the question as to what was going on. This was after the radio program. And he said, Bradley, I am so disheartened by what I see down there. He said, it's almost like those bad guys that call themselves Democrats or the left, they can do whatever they want to do, no matter what. They can do whatever they want to do, and the people do nothing. That's right. We're going to go ahead and take Craig from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Craig. What say you, my friend?
Okay. As for what we're told the Trump administration is doing for SWAT's actually going on, we're told it's based on the Art of War by Sun Tzu, or however his name is pronounced.
Yep, the Chinese dude.
Yep. And now we got people like Derek Johnson. I've probably mentioned him before. He's even making posts on Facebook saying that by questioning anything that's going on, it's actually sedition.
Right. Yep.
And he makes these videos that are at least 2 hours long on average.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig, he needs to make distinction between dissent and what was the word that you just used?
Sedition.
Yeah, sedition. Yeah. He needs to go back to school and make distinction, because we have every right in the world according to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. But I guess, again, when we look back just how many years concerning what took place on January 6th, the American people didn't understand that that was an assault concerning their First Amendment, and the said representatives didn't understand that they had a right to be there in the first place. But the people sat back and allowed the federal government to go ahead and imprison up to 1,500 Americans Americans that were exercising their First Amendment. So therefore, all comes back to the American people doing nothing. That's what this is.
Plus, we're going out to the wider Spain, the skies more in Sicily ever. And yet, when it warms up, it's always when the skies are filled with chemtrails.
Yep.
We're told that this is actually the mask of coming ice age.
Right.
You know how they trot David Dubine all the time, and he and others like him say that the reason why our Northeast has been under this polar vortex for so long, while the Southwest has been under its heat dome, both are related to this coming mini ice age.
Yeah. You do know, Craig, that they've been pushing this since the beginning of the 1900s. As a matter of fact, I do a show on this. They're parroting the same exact words that they were giving forth concerning their dissemination and their promulgation of a lying narrative, Micah 6:16. To create what they call global order. They're creating the crisis. They're creating fear so they can control the people. That's what this is. But again, I guess this is how you make America great again. We'll be right back. Final segment. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and highlight something here. And And I look at this. I'm going to play a video audio for you, folks. And you just can't make up what I'm going to play here. I mean, it's just, how do I? Because we've had Jesse Ventura, former governor, on the show. It was one of my favorite interviews ever. I had a lot of fun with it. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I had a lot of fun with it. As a matter of fact, I spent a little time with him on the phone after the show, and he said, you really got me thinking. And I said, well, that's my job, is to get you thinking, right? Malachi 2:6, the law of truth is in our mouth. And I don't want to divulge too much of that information, but I noticed Jesse Ventura was out there again concerning this war in Iran. Now, I want you to contemplate and consider the fact that Jesse Ventura was also a Navy SEAL, so he's not talking out of school. And Jesse, listen, here's my take on Jesse. Jesse's either right on, and I believe him, because he believes it, okay? Or he's way off, out in left field. This one, he's right on. I mean, you'll have a conversation with them, and 95% of everything you're talking about is like, yep, we agree, yep, we agree, yep, we agree. And then all of a sudden, he'll just go out in left field. It's like, where did you just go on me? Nugent did that to me one time, not morally, though. But anyways, I want to go ahead and I want you to listen to this, because this is Jesse Ventura rightfully taking to task Donald Trump and his family. And I want you to listen to this, because old Donnie wants you to believe that, you know, we're liberating other people at the same time he's given $600 million more to Planned Parenthood to murder our own children. And people haven't put that together. Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20:13. And so, again, I just want you to hear this, because he calls it for what it is. And it's one of those things that I've been, again, I just want to revert back to the fact that people are finally starting to talk about these talking points that I've been putting out for decades on this radio program. And this is one of them. Listen to this.
As a leader, and you know this having been in the military, Trump wouldn't know it because he's a draft-dodging coward. But anyway, it's this. A war is justified if you're willing to send your kids. Because how can you send somebody else's kids to a war if you won't send your own? So I'm calling right now for Barron Trump, Donald Trump's son. You know, after all, he's had three wives, he's had kids by each wife, and nobody's ever served in the military. To my knowledge, a Trump in the last 100 years has never done military service.
That's a fact.
Well, Barron, you can change that. Enlist in the United States military right now. Do something your father didn't have the courage to do. Do something your father didn't have the patriotism to do. I want to see a Trump in the military.
That's right. Isn't that should be the least of what's expected here. You put that in parallel to our forefathers. Our forefathers were the first ones to go. Did you hear what I said? They were the first ones to go. So there was nothing off base concerning what Jesse just said. He's absolutely right. And see, this is what people are starting to catch on to. And I'm happy about it. Because that's right. If it's a justifiable war, you go first and foremost. Oh, and P.S., Donald Trump, he dodged the draft five times. All these presidents that you have, they've all dodged the draft. And some of them tried to sell themselves as military heroes to you, only to find out they were never in the military. Bushes, not saying any names, right? But there we have it. I wish people would take the time to understand and make distinction when it comes to war. But again, I guess this is how you make America great again. Do you remember General George Patton? He said July 21st, 1945, he said, "Gentlemen, I have come this morning to the inexcusable conclusion that we have fought on the wrong side. The entire war we should have fought with the fascists against the communists and not the other way around. I fear that perhaps in 50 years, this was in 45, I fear that perhaps in 50 years America will pay a dear price and become a land of corruption and degenerate morals." Absolutely right. Chris, window guy from Utah, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend.
That's why General Patton had to go.
That's right.
And they did get rid of him.
That's right.
He got back to the States to announce that message to the American people.
Yep.
And I don't know today, Bradley Dean, who are the biggest fools, Donald Trump his little cadre that are invading sovereign nations and killing innocent men, women, and children for no reason, or the people who support him.
They're both guilty
when
in the sight of God.
The blind,
yep.
Both shall fall into the ditch.
Yep. You're exactly right. They're both accomplices to the crime. Yeah, it's just...
We are, yes.
Yeah. Just like what you said, Chris.
Going to pay a dear price.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. When you can convince a people, especially the perpetrators of murdering 80 million of your own children, that we have to use the blood of our boys on top of them murdering 80 million of our own children with the consent of the American people, saying, oh, it's okay, it's legal, right? Because the government illegally sanctioned it. But they convinced the American people to now use their sons to go into third world countries to kill them off for gain. And yet we have guys like Smedley Butler that tell us exactly what it's all about, and they've been busted in lie after lie after lie after lie, and yet the American people still go right along with it. They rush headlong in to support their own oppressors, even at the expense of their own children's blood. Amos 4. You're right. And there is going to be recompense, Chris. There's no question about it. 2 Kings 24, verse 4, the Lord said, for the shedding of innocent blood, listen to me, America, I will not pardon you. There's for every drop of blood that has been spilt in this land, innocent blood, there's going to be recompense to the exact number.
Exactly.
It's all yours.
Exactly. We think they were the right. And we cite the statistics of 2,500 or however many protesters the mullahs were supposed to have eradicated in their land. And we've got the blood of, 80, like you pointed out, 80 million, sorry,
yep.
80 million
yep.
innocent unborn children on our hands.
Yep.
Which side do you think the Lord will favor?
Oh, I want to be on his side regardless of what I have to go through, my friend.
And I'm not saying that the mullahs are innocent. That the leadership of the nation of Iran is corrupt. I will say that. But when it comes to the Lord and the balance of justice, we have received more light and knowledge through the gospel of Jesus Christ, so we, Americans, will be more held accountable for their actions. Sorry, if it seems like I'm not talking very well, it's because of this terrible echo, and I can't hardly hear myself talk, Bradley Dean.
Oh, I can hear you perfectly. You're fine.
But the punishment will come. This war will last until the second coming of Christ, and Americans hopefully will wake up, because the Lord's trying to shake us out of our sleep and our refusal to acknowledge our sinfulness as a nation.
Amen.
And I'll just leave my comments at that.
I appreciate you, guy. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I know that people need to know this because I have to tell them, but they don't know until I tell them. Now's the time to book us. We just got done finishing up two dates here in the state of Minnesota. We have up and coming now 3 months of dates that are available. So now's the time to book us. That number's 866-233-0747. 866-233-0747. I wanted to highlight this newspaper ad here for you. There's no rush. I can do it tomorrow. I just want to show you what we do here across the state as well in keeping people awake. And it's not just keeping the corrupt, honest. It's also holding first and foremost to the church and keeping the heretics in check by putting the Word of God up next to their heresies concerning what they call Easter and what it's all about. I'll get to that tomorrow. I'll get to that tomorrow because we'll have more time in doing so. I have 1 minute left. Again, I just want to let everybody know that if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 866-233-0747. And usually when we start basically announcing this, it usually fills up really quick. So let's do it. If we're going to do it, folks, let's change our communities because we can little by little incrementally. And this is how you move forward in reversing what it is that's upon us even in this day, in this time and day. The Lord said in the book of Jeremiah that he looks for one man that will execute judgment, and he tells the people to amend your ways. In other words, do that which is right, condemn the wicked, justify the righteous. And the Lord said, if you will do that, If you will do that, I will withhold my judgments. I'm not saying that's where America is at, because there's so many different, we can look at the major and the minor prophets, and there's different circumstance. But I can tell you, friends, that's the right way to go. At least we're doing the right thing before the Lord. As Martin Luther rightly said, to the hopeless, I want to give you some hope. Even if tomorrow was the end of the world, I'd still plant an apple tree. Folks, if there's no hope, it's not the gospel. Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. That's who we follow. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll talk to you in 23. See